With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More good news for the Trump team. American employers have added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of Mr. Trump's effort to level the playing field in international trade. And Labor Department reports the unemployment rate remained at a low 4.2%. A new poll finds Americans seem to really like Attorney General Pam Bondi. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Bondi favorably, 26% holding a very favorable impression, 38% view Bondi unfavorably, 24% aren't sure. And according to the survey, 3 months into her tenure as America's top law enforcement official, Bondi has made a more favorable impression on voters than her predecessor. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The National Taxpayers Union Foundation says data proves tax cuts do not disproportionately affect the poor.
Going back to Reagan's tax cuts, Bush's tax cuts, and Trump's tax cuts, the tax code is getting more and more progressive. We're shifting a much greater burden of the income tax burden onto the wealthier incomes. And a lot of people, lower income earners, have been relieved from a lot of that.
That is spokesman Demian Brady making his comments this week through the Salem Radio Network. Arizona GOP Congressman Andy Biggs says he recalls President Trump's first 100 days in office, a multifaceted attempt to restore constitutional republicanism.
When I say republicanism, I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about what the founders intended. They intended a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
This is SRN News. Social media becoming a problem for many adolescents.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kennedy Center in Washington canceling events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. The president has vowed to roll back all federal promotion of the LGBT agenda that was established by Joe Biden. World Pride runs May 17th through June 8th. This is SRN News. Visa is hoping to hand your credit card to an official intelligence agent.
This agent could find and buy clothes, groceries, airplane tickets, and other items on your behalf. Set a budget and some preferences, and the AI assistant can make the purchases. Visa announced its new AI credit card plan this week after months of working behind the scenes with leading AI chatbot developers such as Anthropic, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Pilot projects have begun, but it could take some time before average credit card users can ask an AI assistant to order their weekly grocery list. John Scott reporting.
ExxonMobil's profit declined during the first quarter, partly by weaker crude prices. Its earnings performance still managed to beat Wall Street's expectations, although revenue missed estimates. The company earned $7.7 billion, or $1.76 per share. More details at srnnews.com.